Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars, and each week we find someone of interest to talk about it with. Except for this week, we are doing our annual live blog pods from San Diego Comic Con, where you get to follow me around the convention, doing just what I want to do. Is there a bit of a breeze on the microphone just there? I'm walking through downtown San Diego to the gas lamp to hit my favorite little bodega to get a breakfast burrito. It's about 9:30 in the morning, and this is Friday morning, the official day two, and Fridays are the traditional Star Wars day, but it's a little bit more low-key this year than last year's epic Hall H panel. Lucasfilm decided to keep their promotion for this month at conventions at Star Wars Celebration, and you can go back and hear all the fun of that on episodes 98. But unlike last year's blog pod at Comic Con, we were in the Hall H line waiting for the Force Awakens panel. Today it's a bit more low-key, but it's still going to be fun, you guys. Don't worry about that. We've got the we've got a publishing panel for Star Wars and Lucasfilm. We have got the Hasbro Star Wars toy panel, and then we've got the Star Wars collectibles update panel, where you hear from people like EFX and Gentle Giant and all that good stuff. So last night was another late one. Things got pretty blurry. So in the old Making Star Wars apartment that we're all posted up in, there was a lot of sore heads this morning. But happy sore heads, you guys. For those wondering, I know I've been getting a lot of tweets and questions about this. Chris. Walking on the streets, live blog pogging, and we've got from the Comedy Film Nerds, it's Chris Mancini. I can barely talk.
Steel, God, I'm like just waking up myself. Steel, great to see you.
Great to be seen.
I haven't seen you since Australia when we flew in to see Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that. Yeah. Oh, my God, that is the giantest bug ever.
And you're from Australia to see.
Yeah. What was that?
A beetle?
It was a June bug.
I thought you said it was a bee. And yeah, then when I turned around and saw it was so big, I was like, these American bees are massive. I don't think I've ever seen an American bee.
So still, you get to meet my kids. This is Griffin and Isabella.
Hello. Hello.
You've been enjoying Comic-Con?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing so far?
Legos.
Ah, oh, nice. Good Legos. What's your favorite thing so far?
My favorite thing so far was, you know what? I got a new Hellboy shirt. I got to see Mike Mignola again. I'm a big fan of his work, so.
I thought you were going to say, I got a new Hellboy, and I was going to say, well, congratulations.
Yeah.
When's he due?
Yeah, he said pretty soon. Yeah, you know, it was a deal we had to make to get him, but.
Well, I was just recording the intro to my day's blog pod, and then...
Oh, that's so awesome. And literally in the middle of the street. And then I got the June bug attacking us.
Ah, it's back. Oh, God. I'm not confident. It's back. Oh, my body.
This bug is massive. Man, is this not podcasting's at its best?
We've got amazing.
We've got celebrity guests. We've got bug attacks.
and really hot weather. It's perfect. So did you go to Petco Park? Is that where you're coming from?
Oh, no, we just came. We've got an apartment around there. So just waking up for the day to go watch all the Star Wars collectible panels and all that sort of stuff.
Well, since we have two children, we've been on the floor. We're broke. So now we're going to Petco Park.
Oh. It's tough. Well, you guys, here's, I've got, there's some stickers.
Thank you.
Nice.
What are they?
From Star Wars.
These are big stickers.
When I went to Australia, Steele is who I recorded the podcast with. Does he
still? Oh.
And we're getting ready for LA Podfest. You guys are coming in.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
Are you listening to us right now?
Not right now, but they will be in the future. Say hello to the people in the future.
Hi.
Hello, people.
He was born to podcast. You see, Ryan Johnson tweeted out a photo with that, the director of Episode 8.
Your Snoke theory sucks. This is amazing.
You've got to get a little edge. The edge of the key.
I'm getting it.
They're experts with stickers. So are you here for the whole con?
Yeah. How about you?
We got here Wednesday night. We're gonna head out tonight. We did our panel, a Kung Fu Movie Extravaganza panel last night. Did a late night podcast about after midnight.
Oh, really?
It was really
live or
no? That'll be out in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
With martial arts and kung fu movies, and now we're gonna spend the last of our money, and then we're gonna go.
just leave your money in an orderly fashion and go back to LA.
Yeah, this I think this must make millions and millions of dollars a minute here.
I'm helping.
Yes,
I'm
helping. I know, we're helping as well.
He's turned it into a T-shirt.
Nice.
Cool. How dare you? You've just robbed me of $25.
I should scribble this out and write wanted.
Dead or alive.
And then scribble this out and might make me on it. And then,
I like your shirt.
Oh, thank you very much.
So are my kids the first kids that have been on your podcast?
No.
Sorry, guys. First American kids?
They are the first American kids.
Yeah.
They're the first kids that have been on mid-bug attack.
Yeah.
Wait, this is how you record your podcast?
I record it many ways.
Oh, this is one of them?
Yeah.
Oh, we're in a podcast?
I feel like my lifestyle's getting judged by
an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
And they see me record a podcast every week, and they're still asking many questions. When is it on? What is it?
Your headphone's broken.
I know.
It's really broken.
Thank you.
Oh, it's the June
The bug is back.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I know, it popped out.
Well, it's a podcast fan. What are you going to? What panels are you excited about other than all the Star Wars stuff?
I'm excited for Jackie. Jackie gets here in a couple of hours because Daniel Klaus is doing his first Comic-Con appearances in like 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And she's like a massive fan. So I'm excited that like after last year I got, you know, the dream run in Hall H and stuff with the Star Wars panel. So I'm happy.
Legendary. Yeah. Like, not only what happened, but the way you reported it. Like, even when you were on our podcast and the way you were reporting it was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm there.
But, and just hanging out and catching up with people. We're going to try find Graham later on. I think he's here till about 12 or something.
Yeah, he's here. He'll be heading out later today. But, yeah, he's here. Comic-Con is so huge. But we always run into people we know. I ran into somebody I hadn't seen for years, like yesterday. It's always a homecoming.
Yeah,
and it's a nerd coming.
The more times you go,
it's a nerd homecoming.
Yes, young man with your hand up.
I think I just saw someone with a unicycle, and once I saw him, I'm like, oh my gosh, this isn't a circus. Put that away.
No,
oh no,
this is a circus.
Oh.
It's just not under a big top.
Yes.
And I'm just a clown with a microphone. The sad clown.
Aren't we all? In
God,
one way or another.
This is getting a bit too poignant for me. The next segment, it's me going to be quietly weeping about some life decisions I've made.
And then you'll run into another podcaster.
Yeah. All right, you guys, we'll have fun at Petco Park.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Have fun wherever you're going.
Bye-bye.
One hairy right, dog.
Bye, Steele. We'll see you in a few weeks at PodFest.
It's more than a few weeks.
I don't know when this will drop.
Don't scare me. Don't scare me.
Tom, we're in the publishing panel.
Yeah, it's about to start.
The room just got really quiet.
Okay, but we're whispering.
I don't really know why.
Because we're polite.
Yes, we're just going to talk through the panel like polite people do.
Very happy to have Mark here to talk to us a little bit about Han Solo. Mark, you, the Star Wars fans here, primarily known for doing covers. What was it like jumping into curators for Han Solo?
I was very excited to do it. In fact, Han Solo is the reason why I decided to come back and do interiors. When my art director texted me, said, would you be interested in coming back and doing interiors again? Thinking he was talking about a Marvel superhero book. And I replied back and I said, well, it really depends on the project and how long it'll take and what character involved. And he replied back, probably said it was Han Solo. And I replied back and I said, I'm in. it's exhausting. But it's so much fun. I can't imagine anybody else doing this but me. I think if I had passed this up, it would have hurt my heart.
Yeah, and neither can we, the pages we can see some of them on the screen here are incredibly, incredibly detailed. How long does it take you to do a page?
A page like that normally takes about a day and a half for each page. Full disclosure, I use 3D models for things like Falcon. Because I just don't have that kind of time. That's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of rivets and things like that. You incorporate it in with the traditional drawing, and you add in your shading and your texture and things like that, and you do the space. I think the hardest thing about the book is trying to give a sense of motion, which is very difficult in two dimensions, and it's in a still frame. It's kind of like trying to show time freezing, which you can't really do in a comic, so it's very similar.
Not only have you given it a sense of motion, you've given it incredible, incredible detail, not only just in the Falcon, but in all the other ships that you created. It's really, really beautiful work. The layout is fantastic. Even other pages to share. And the likeness is spot on. So, you really are not going to have a part on this one.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things with, I ended up contacting a lot of other artists that have drawn Harrison Ford and other Star Wars characters before and done it very, very well, like J. Scott Campbell or Adam Hughes, to ask them, because I didn't want to just do stills of movies to try to, I wanted to be able to capture the character and make it my own, I guess. And I got the advice that don't try to get the character 100%, draw it 70%, and let the audience and the eye imagination fill in the rest. So
that's fantastic. That's one of the things that we tell a lot of the artists, both in terms of Marvel and the other books we do, pretty much with the exception of Brian, because Brian's has to be so photorealistic. What we usually say to the guys is, make sure it looks like Han Solo. Doesn't necessarily have to look exactly like Harrison Ford, but it has to look like Han Solo. No. You have to have it. You have to make it look like Harrison Ford. So Chuck, with Aftermath and Life Dead now out, what can fans expect in Life Dead if they haven't played it? Yeah.
Aftermath started the story and it kind of did that. We wanted to tell that traditional Star Warsian vibe of having a small group of people being able to change the galaxy. But at the same time, Aftermath is a little smaller in scope. It focuses largely on one planet. No one has some sort of galactic stuff that looks out into the galaxy that the interludes. Life Dead kind of blows that all up. Imagine the shape of a Brontosaurus. There's the narrow head in here, and that's Aftermath. And you have Life Dead, which is the massive body of the beast. Because there's so much more to talk about. We really get kind of the nitty-gritty of how the Empire is starting to dissolve and how the New Republic is starting to become ascendant. And all the growing pains that are implicit in that. So, and then that also allows us to go beyond the core characters of Aftermath and allows us to play a little bit of Han Solo and allows us to visit with Leia and Chewbacca and the liberation of Kashyyyk. And it's just this sort of big, sprawling, wonderful book that allowed me to play across the entire Star Wars galaxy. So blah, blah.
And did you approach this differently than Aftermath? Like, what's the mindset going into a middle book in the series?
You know, like, as like I said, that first book is such a kind of core book. You want to keep it sort of tight. But the second book is really about, it's a lot more world building. So approaching it is trying to figure out how we get bigger and how we look deeper at everything that's going on around the story.
And process-wise, what's your process like for writing and working with both Lucasfilm and Del Rey?
Well, it involves outlines of four, which go to Del Rey editorial, and then once the editorial signed off on it, it's the story group takes a look at it, and we all kind of hash stuff out. And then the writing begins. You know, the writing is not a perfect one-to-one translation of an outline. First of all, because, you know, it's only a number of pages, and the book is like a billion pages long. So, you know, things aren't necessarily going to get bigger and sprawler and just a lot more stuff comes out of it. And then it kind of goes through the same process. Editorial looks at it, story group looks at it. We have various passes back and forth to make sure everything gets ratcheted up and the right continuity tweaks and everything is graded to humanly being.
And I know, you know, I don't want to give too much stuff away, but can you tease anything out on Empire's End?
The Empire ends. I won't tell you that much. The rest is some dramatic stuff. But Jakku figures in considerably. The Empire figures in considerably. And it's more of the, like, I won't spoil Life Dead, but the end of Life Dead has some pretty, you know, galaxy shuddering things. And so Empire's End is definitely about shaking all that stuff out and getting the consequences.
Hey guys, if you want to hear the full-length interviews of our entire back catalogue, get bonus episodes weekly, and also not have to hear these annoying announcements in the middle of the podcast, join the Steel Wars supporter page. For just $3 Australian, which is about $2.20 American a month, you can keep the podcast going and get unlocked a ton of bonus content available through the Bandcamp app, bandcamp.com, and now we have an exclusive supporter feed, so everything goes into your podcast catcher as normal. Unlock every full-length episode, enjoy bonus content, and listen to the weekly Steel Wars podcast with that warm knowledge that you are sacrificing, what, half a cup of coffee a month to keep one of your favorite podcast going. All the details are on steelwars.com.
All righty, it is 10 to 12, and we just watched the Lucasfilm Star Wars publishing panel. I'm here with this young upstart from the Star Wars Underworld podcast and website, Dominic. You just heard me whispering before, Jones.
Yeah, woo!
Yeah, what did you think of the panel?
Was seeing as I didn't fall asleep in this one, I think it was much better than the one in... where were we last week? In London.
London, yeah. Dom was live tweeting the publishing panel, and sadly, the tweets stopped halfway through the panel.
The tweets went silent for about 5 minutes.
Yeah. He snored on Twitter.
Yeah, all the tweets were just 140 Z's in a row. it was all right. That one they didn't have anything. This one they actually had some stuff to announce. Like, it was actually cool stuff.
And how are you feeling after last night? When I saw you last night, you were having a few issues with the forces of gravity.
Yeah, the forces of gravity. The forces of gravity were not with me last night.
Because we went to some Wikipedia fandom party or something at the Hard Rock, and it was a pretty good party.
It was a great party. It was a great party.
And Chris has just rocked up and showed us a photo of Dom
falling asleep.
Less of a man. Yeah, it was not hard to get a drink at that party.
No, it was very, 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 very easy.
And I did bump into Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
And asked him about the... I just said to him, I was in London last week, and your face in that panel during that spoiler, and he just did the same face again, pretty much, and he goes... Yeah, that was a natural reaction, trust me. Yeah.
I think he was having flashbacks to it when you said that. Like, oh God, not again, not again. What's funny, like, for a guy like him, like, he is, you know, he's got a show about being a guy who goes to conventions. So he knows the rules, he knows how it's done. Then to have somebody like Zhang Wen, who has never done a Hollywood film, let alone a Star Wars movie or something you would go to a convention for, be up there and go... This guy dies is like, for him, that's like, no, that's not how we do it.
Yeah, he revealed someone dies in Rogue One. We won't say who it is.
It's whoever was sitting next to him.
Dom.
And I loved it when that guy, who we won't say, I loved his reaction. His wasn't quite as dramatic as Alan Tudyk's, but his was like... You know, he went to go bury his head in his hands,
he tried
to save himself.
He did the perfect facial version of FML.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, God, no. Oh, not again.
He's here.
Yeah. And we're here with Maximum Palace. Max Palace from the Star Wars Post. Your first Star Wars panel.
I feel great. My cherry has been popped.
Like a virgin. Hey! Star Wars new releases for the very first time.
It's like silk in my ears, you know that?
What did you enjoy the most about your first panel?
You know what I really loved about all this? It's like the professionalism and getting to see everybody up close. But it really is great.
You're talking about this interview, yeah?
Yeah, everything. Of course. Of course. We are learned podcasters. No, it's great to see the professionalism of the guys on stage, and then you get to see their faces, how they really want to talk about this stuff, but they can't. And you see that struggle in their faces and the joy of it all. It's really awesome.
All right, so now we're buckling in for the Hasbro panel, and there's going to be... They have sizzled that there's going to be a sweet product reveal.
A sweet product reveal, a new reveal, so... Let's see what that figure is going to be, and this is going to be prime time for this whole weekend, I think, for Star Wars. This is the event I think everyone is really looking forward to. So the room is packing up. It's filling in pretty quick, whatever slots were empty. And it's going to be a lot of typing in the next half hour.
Loosen those fingers up.
Yeah, I know, man. Let them dance.
If you need somewhere to warm them up, just come at me.
I wish my hand sanitizer.
We worked with our partners from Lucasfilm and developed a variant of the classic Jedi. At this stage, it's actually also a cargo carrier. So the official designation for this particular variant is now an ATACT. Say that four times really fast. But what's really great about this electronics, and it also has, for the first time...
Well, yeah.
to do for me lately, right?
What else? What else do you do, or should an actor do?
Geez, I wonder what they do.
Guys, it's 105. We're about to go to the Star Wars Collectibles panel. We're in the panel, but we've got the introduction of...
Hi, everyone. I'm back.
It's Juklin.
Oh, look, I got an applause.
All right, we better go.
This is rude. We have to go, but I'll tell you guys about my train ride later.
Sizzle. All right, you guys, that was... We just... coming out of the collectibles panel, and I am amped because their EFX are bringing out a lightsaber duel series of hilts with tons of different battles, like Obi versus, like, so they're 100% scale reproductions of the hilts for famous duels. So it's Obi-Wan and Vader, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Luke Vader, then Jedi, the one I want, Vader, and Luke Skywalker's saber. And then I think there's a Phantom Menace 3-pack, Qui-Gon, Ben Kenobi, and Darth Maul, or Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then there was a Yoda Dooku one, and then I think, was it Yoda Palpatine? Bet they're going to come in like a little diorama display case, which you would have maybe heard me ask a question about it. So I am psyched because I've been wanting a Luke Skywalker lightsaber hilt for ever. So now I'm off to the Hasbro booth to interview the Hasbro team. All right, you guys, it is about 3 o'clock. We're in the Hasbro booth. We just had the Hasbro toy presentation. Very exciting every year. And we're with Steve Evans from Hasbro. You're the design chief?
The big chief. No, design director.
Design director. He is the executive chief. Platinum design master.
The big cheese.
I'm getting you raises with every word I say.
I'll pay you a commission. Don't worry.
I guess every year it is like a weird little Christmas day for you guys today.
It's exceptionally exciting. It is like Christmas Day. You get really, really excited. Then you get really, really tired. And then you've overstuffed with everything. And it's like mentally exhausting and emotionally exhausting. But it's an amazing experience here. There's nothing like it anywhere on the planet.
And out of the presentation, what are the things that you're really excited about?
So the presentation was really interesting. There's kind of two things I'm really excited about. I love revealing the new Black Series 6-inch, kind of more collectible, sort of older original trilogy or prequel trilogy characters that we did. But equally, I love the stupendously ridiculous announcement of our walking AT-ACTs, which are just mentally incredible. I just had so much fun doing it, working in the team. Did a great, great job.
Well, that was definitely an awesome closer. So we've got a remote controlled
ACT, all terrain armored cargo transport,
an AT something.
Yeah.
with an orange body. So it's going to be remote controlled through an app on your iPhone. Is that?
You can control it two ways. You can control it on the body itself. There are a series of buttons that you can kind of code in and program it, so you can make it walk forward, turn its head, fire Nerf missiles, or like most people, if they've got a smartphone, you can download the app and control it straight from your phone.
Now, this is something we've debated on the podcast, right? We've never actually seen an AT-AT turn.
No.
Can this AT-AT turn?
No, we tried to make it turn, but it's just impossible.
Without
ruining the aesthetics of the hips. It's like...
Well, that's my theory with the AT-AT. It's just an imperial thing that gets dropped.
It doesn't stop.
And it's just got a straight line.
Why would it
and
need to avoid? Wouldn't need to avoid anything.
So I want to see, like, the deleted scene where one of the admirals lines up his AT-ATs in the slightly wrong direction, and they totally miss Echo Base. It'd be very sad.
Well, you know, that's the fault. That's the Empire for you.
It's incredible. I was talking to Mark Boudreau on Wednesday night,
yep.
And I said, what vehicles would you like to design? And he gave me he gave me a wry smile, and he goes, oh, there's some exciting stuff in the new movie. Yeah. So I was, it's incredible. And you've released, there's a Lando, there's a Tusken Raider.
Yeah, we got Tusken Raider, we got Hera from Rebels, we've also got the Imperial Royal Guard from Episode 6, and I've forgotten what it is. What do we got? We have... Oh, Qui-Gon Jinn. How could I forget Qui-Gon?
Jinn. Yes. Now, I'm very impressed in this day and age of, like, secrets leaking out. Your Jyn Erso exclusive stunned me on the train
on Wednesday. I know.
So that is, I don't know what was marked on the side of those pallets or what to keep that secret, but...
We had a really good turnout for exclusives this year. You know, well, with the Obi-Wan with the light-up holographic table... The Kylo Ren with the twisted Darth Vader helmet,
mm-hmm.
and then obviously Jyn as well. So we kind of made a Ben Jyn. You know, we only work in like one syllables.
Wow, when is your rap album coming out?
That's it.
Now, last year you debuted the First Order TIE Fighter in the 6-inch scale, mm-hmm. which was your big closer for that one. There's sort of been talk of an X-Wing. How big have you guys must have worked out how big an X-Wing would be?
I think we've worked out nearly every vehicle, because when we started thinking about, hey, let's do vehicles for 6-inch, the initial reaction was, don't be stupid, that would be insane. So we kind of went, well, AT-AT, it'd be like 6 foot. If it was an X-Wing, it would be...
No, be stupid.
Well, the walking AT-AT's pretty stupid.
It is pretty stupid.
It's ridiculous. It's brilliant. But, yeah.
It does actually look... There's this awesome diorama, which I just posted a video up. It does sort of look like someone's toy room's become possessed. Like, it has got that unnerving thing of... Like, they're all been animated or something like that.
Parents could have real good fun controlling their kids at AT-ACT with their phone from outside in the middle of the night.
Well, I love my cat very much, but I am...
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which... is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Keen to get one as just to round him up. That'd be quite fun. Now you've got a new Star Wars movie each year. How hard is it for you guys now? Like, you know, in previous, you know, movie series, it's like a 3-year gap.
Yeah.
How hard is that for you guys just to keep like pumping out figures to get them out in time?
Yeah. Keeping track of the characters and the vehicles is a big challenge. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's like incredibly exciting. Yeah. We're all big kids at heart, and mm-hmm. to know that there's new characters, new vehicles, and new story every year is like to say that we're excited and like can't wait to find out stuff is like an understatement. But equally, it's like there's so many characters now. Like, how do we deliver all of them all at once? Because I know that everyone wants their favorite character and they want them now. That's always going to be an impossible delivery. But no, it's good times. I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's fun as hell.
Let's talk Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
In The Force Awakens.
Yes.
Now, listen. If 5 years ago someone said there's going to be a new Star Wars film, Luke Skywalker's going to be in it, and 6 months after the film comes out, there still won't be a Luke Skywalker figure, that would be as ludicrous as 20 years ago saying that Darth Vader made C-3PO, right?
Yeah.
So, explain, where is Luke?
All right. So, Luke is in the works. Now, the story behind this goes something like this. We saw Luke the last, not even 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 25 seconds at the end of the film. That was filmed at the end of the whole filming session. As you know as well as I do, the secrecy behind Luke was just incredible. So at the end of the day, it was something that we didn't see or didn't have assets for until very late in the development schedule. So late in terms of we'd already kind of set the plan. So and everything takes about 12 months to 18 months to kind of create. Mm-hmm. So you can do the math and work out that that's why there isn't a Luke. But there is a Luke coming.
There is a Luke coming.
You're right. I wouldn't be my job if I didn't create a Luke.
Now, have you heard the rumor that there's no Luke Skywalker figure because of Constable Zuvio, the marketing department decided that characters without lines, they just don't sell. Have you heard that rumor?
I haven't heard that rumor, but okay. I love Zuvio. He's kind of got this underground kind of thing going on with people chanting, Zuvio, Zuvio.
He's got a very underground thing going on. He's deep,
very underground.
He is below podcasting.
There you go.
As far as,
Some things happen, some things get cut on the editing floor. It's just the way it is.
Now, when I was young, what I loved on the back of the packets was all the figures lined up. You know, collect, you know, it was a very demanding packet.
Yep.
It said, you must collect them all. There was an exclamation point.
You must.
I took that as a instruction. And what's the thinking? Like, on the back of the packets now, it sort of doesn't seem like there's much in the way of, like, sort of visual marketing. Is that, like, the thought process that people just look on the internet now, or...?
It's a combination of things. I think kind of three things. Let me talk about that. One of it is we do multilingual packaging, so it goes into different countries. With that comes a lot of legal... You know, got to put a legal stuff on the back of packs. So there's that. Then there's also... we don't want to reveal too many figures. Like, sometimes the figures come out at certain points, so it kind of corresponds with the film. We don't want to show all the figures too soon.
Mm-hmm.
We work with Lucasfilm very closely on that as well. And it's a lot of that. There's a lot of text on the back of packaging, but we have to do that.
I heard some random rumor that it's some law that you can only have stuff on the back that's available now. Is that a factor? There are
certain stipulations like that. Yeah, some things have to be available, or if they're not, you have to put a load more text on it, which you've got to do in multiple languages, and you soon run out of packaging.
Very interesting. And do you look at there's so many like custom cards and stuff like that for different like with the photographs and stuff.
Yes.
Is there a chance that the photographed card fronts like are going to come back?
Quite popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. There may well be. I mean, Joe Nilavaji mentioned in on the panel that we're kind of looking at kind of 3¾-inch super articulated, and I know that a lot of the photographic cards stem from that vintage collection, which stem from the original 1977 through to 85. We're talking about it. We're looking at it. You know, we have got some great designers. We're not blind to the fact that that's kind of a cool look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, equally, you know, we work with Disney and Lucasfilm to kind of deliver that look at retail, consistency, you know, across our products and other products. So
yeah, I'm sort of torn because I love the photo. But I like that there's new art getting... There's an artist getting hired to do it.
I love... On a 3¾-inch, I love. And the Black Series is going to go really good, unique look as well.
Now, Force Friday, that's going to be September something, 30th?
The product is going to kind of start rolling out around sort of end of September.
Mm-hmm.
It's not called... I'm not saying it's called Force Friday. Nothing's been announced on that.
Okay.
But in terms of timing, that's the timing that we're looking at. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Last year, I know in Australia and in, you know, reports around here, it seemed like there wasn't enough, like, on that first night.
Yep.
Like, how do you... Like, I actually thought that the selection of figures would be a lot thicker in, you know, for, like, the biggest film of all time. And it just didn't seem like there was that deep, like, amount of pegs filled with figures.
Right, yeah.
Like, is there any way to... I'm sure you guys, you know, want to make money.
Of course, we do.
It's great stuff. To sort of, like... way up to that demand, like, was the demand for figures maybe after the prequels like higher than you thought? Or
no, it's tricky. I mean, there's lots of different, again, loads of different factors, like everything in life. Mm-hmm. It's kind of so many different factors. One is, you know, massively complex global launch, all countries all at the same time. You know, we produced like a good couple of hundred different products, you mm-hmm. know, of the figures. Eventually we kind of did 50 plus 3¾-inch figures, so that's tricky in itself. The distribution, I think, you know, my marketing partners have kind of admitted that we didn't do as well as we could do on Force Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And demand was so high and the distribution globally was so complex, built with that we're working really quickly with Lucas to get product out. It's not as if we're making product that's been around for 15 years.
Yeah, true.
It's all new assets, it's all new characters. So that all kind of combined, unfortunately, meant that some people were disappointed on Force Friday. And we've worked hard and we are still working hard. To kind of fix that and work better ways of doing it, but it's a challenge, but something we're definitely working on.
Thanks so much for your
pleasure.
Time. Out of all the films we've got coming, what are you looking forward to in Star Wars? What's something that's really
without giving anything away? I tell you what I'm interested in. I like the fact that they're doing sagas. They're doing a new saga, 7, 8, 9. I'm very intrigued and interested in like how they're hitting the sort of the films between them. Those kind of like anthology films, the Star Wars story, like Rogue One. What does that mean? That was 3 weeks, you know, set just before Episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested in what they're going to do with all of those.
Yeah,
it's a real mix. I can't plot it because they could announce something completely unexpected.
Yeah.
So it's the unexpectedness.
Unexpected is good. Well, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely pleasure.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
I think it's Tarkin. I think it's Ezra. I think it's the reincarnated ghost of Anakin, who was Rey, who's been morphed into another Sith-loving creature. If you are sick of Snoke theories as much as I am, you have to get the Steel Wars Your Snoke Theory Sucks t-shirt, screen printed, not heat pressed, on the highest quality AAA tube t-shirt and designed with the beautiful vintage Kenner font in mind. You will turn heads and get laughs with the Your Snoke Theory Sucks t-shirt, and you'll support the sweet, sweet Steel Wars podcast. And if you're a Steel Wars supporter, you get 15% off. Pre-sale is up now on steelwars.com.
All right, now we're in the Hasbro booth with a special guest. It's Juklin.
Hi, everybody.
You seem very impressed with the new mic setup this year.
Oh, I do. I know. I was just taking photos of you interviewing the Hasbro guy just now. You looked so profesh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, wife. So you just got to Comic-Con. Are you filled with the Comic-Con buzz?
I'm pumped. I wanted to cry when I got here. I've got to say, hot tip for those that haven't been before.
Juklin, hot tip.
This is what, our fourth time?
Yes.
So first time, we didn't live here. Didn't have a car, no worries. Flew in, all good.
Uh-huh.
Second time, drove. Very excited. Didn't really hit traffic, was all good. Third time, was in the car for about 4 hours, was considering peeing in a big gulp cup, had a horrible time, arrived very anxious.
Jeez.
This time...
It's the sort of stuff I should have found out before we got married.
This time I caught the train and it was delightful. Yeah, I was thrilled.
Well, I've been spruiking the train for years too.
Yeah, no, but some of us have to work still.
It's soothing.
Yeah, it is. I arrived very calm, very happy. So this is my little tip. If someone's planning a trip next year, leave the car at home. You're never going to find parking. You're going to sit in traffic and it's horrible.
What an exciting Comic-Con tip.
I know. It is a good tip.
Such an adult.
I know. I'm boring, aren't I? This is why Gonk got the podcast gig instead of me, isn't it?
Oh, here we go.
We're at war, Gonk. We're at war.
And Have you found any Pokemon? You're very excited by Pokemon Go.
I have. I think I got a level up already since I've been here. I've only been here a few hours. I've caught 5. And with the help of Adam, Steph's boyfriend, mm-hmm. my sister's boyfriend, he's been texting me tips on how to power up and level up and trade and do all sorts of stuff. And there's a beginner's class tomorrow, so I'm going to take it.
Nice. It's so beautiful that now you have nerd stuff to talk about that I don't understand at all. So what did you think about the little toy panel?
It was really cute, and we're right now standing in front of the AT-ATs, and they're moving, and they're really cool. When they brought them out, I was like, oh, God, he's going to buy one of these. We're going to have to find somewhere to put it.
I think Jerry would like it.
Or very much dislike it, but they're super cool.
It's very fun. What did you think about all the ooing and ahhing that you normally enjoy?
I really enjoy it. It's very cute. Well, there was lots of like people standing up with phones, and I arrived. They brought the AT-ATs out. I turned to say something to Steele, who was no longer next to me. He was on all fours, crawling at the front of the panel, trying to get photos.
I was not on all fours.
Yes, you were. You basically were.
So you think I went out in front of the panel and did my own AT-AT impression?
You were in front of the panel. I was like, geez, it's really in the way of everybody there.
I was crouching.
Journalism.
Content. I can't be in the way of people and also on all fours. Your story's not checking out, lady.
You're in the way.
All right, let's go get a burgie.
Okay, yum.
All right, you guys, it's 4 o'clock and we're at our favorite little Comic-Con outside burgery. And I'm with the person I used to be married to, called Jooklyn. But now she's married to her Pokemon Go game.
That's not true. I'm just having trouble with reception here, so it's making things difficult.
I'll be sitting eating lunch, and all of a sudden she'll get up with her phone, and just, I'll see her like 20 meters up the convention center, like, staring furiously at your phone.
There's so many around here.
You've got to catch them all.
Exactly.
How many do you have?
I just caught one. Look, see?
Wow.
Well, he might escape again. Hold on.
Gotcha. That's very exciting.
Okay, I'll pause.
Thank God.
So
how many Pokemon do you have now?
I need to check because I caught quite a few just now while you were eating lunch.
Well, here's the thing, Jacqueline.
I'm on level 8.
This has been very enlightening to me.
Why?
Because quite often we'll be out somewhere and you'll get some dramatic thing happen with a model or something that you've got to fix up. And it's very stressful.
Yes.
And I feel bad because I see the look of stress on your face. The face that you pull when you're hunting Pokemon is like every model in LA just lost a leg or something.
That's not true. I had the sun in my eyes and I was squinting.
You would just... I was like, oh, she must be on a really bad phone call.
Anyway.
Jeez.
I've put it away now.
All right, very good. So it's 4 o'clock.
Yes.
What have you got planned for the rest of the day, Jooklyn?
Well, at 5 o'clock, Daniel Klaus will be at the Fantagraphics booth signing. And he is going to be... Well, he says he's going to be there tomorrow as well, but I have a feeling he'll be over it.
Well, you've got to explain to the Star Wars fans of the world who Daniel Klaus is.
Okay, well, Daniel Klaus is my favourite... I guess, author or comic book author? Is it an author?
Is he a graphic novelist? No, it's... but he did Eight Ball.
Well, so he's mostly famous for the Eight Ball series, which is like a cult comic book series from the 80s. And I think 82 it started, which is the year I was born. But... He would more famously be known for 8-Ball, which the Ghost World story came from, and that was the movie that had Scarlett Johansson or Johansson and
Johansson.
Thora Birch or Thora Birch. I don't know how to say either of their names. But that most people know, if you mention that movie, then they know who he is.
Ah, yeah. And it's through Fantagraphics.
Yes, through Fantagraphics, which is the publishing house that we went to when we went to Seattle. And we met Larry Reed, who was our favourite.
He was our favourite.
Yeah, he works there. So Daniel Klaus very commonly doesn't take interviews, doesn't appear at Comic Cons, doesn't do book signings, doesn't really do anything. So every year I kind of, you know, go and mill around the Fantagraphics booth, but he's never there. But he does have a new comic / graphic novel out called Patience. And I am, I'm very excited to meet him. And I did predict, he just recently did an interview with Marc Maron on the What the Podcast. And I said to Steele, oh my God, he's coming out of his shell. That's it. He's doing it. He's going to be at Comic Con. I'm predicting it. And he's here.
He's coming out of his little turtle
shell. And he's having a little panel.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow at 11. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited. His interview with Marc Maron was really cool.
Are you going to be front row or giddy?
Well, I hope to be front row.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well.
No, yeah, I'm excited.
Well, let's go meet him, Jooklyn.
Okay.
Look how humble you're getting all quiet. You're noobing out in advance.
Do I just have nothing? I won't have anything. I won't say anything.
And like your comic books.
Yeah. It will. That's what's going to happen. But I'm hoping he'll sign it on the cover in thick black text. I don't know what their pen selection is like.
Oh, God.
I wanted to ask, but I didn't want to sound ridiculous. But I don't like it when they open it and put it in. I want it on the cover.
Well, you can say, if you remember to talk and you don't just stand there like a stunned Jooklyn.
Yeah.
Then you can tell him where you want it.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
All right, well, we'll be back for a report. This is very exciting.
Stay tuned. Oh, but yeah, the strategy to go today instead of tomorrow is because very commonly he hates doing these things, so I feel like he'll get a taste of it today and then decide not to return tomorrow.
Well, you might be the straw that breaks the Klaus's back.
Very good.
All right, you guys, it is about 5:20 and we are hauling ass to make it to the Making Star Wars podcast recording. I'm running late.
Sorry, it's my fault.
But we went to the Daniel Klaus signing. We got there early and got a little photo.
We did. I'm beyond thrilled.
And then
Steele had to supervise. Just to do the talking in case I panicked at the last minute and stood there like an idiot. But I think I did okay.
Well, good. I'm glad you're a little bit... you went into a shame spiral straight after.
And I just didn't want to ramble like a lunatic.
Yeah, save that for this. And then when you actually got the book signed, you got a little bit of a zinger in.
I did. I made him laugh.
So what did you...
Well, because earlier he asked where we were from and we said we were from Australia and he said, oh, you travelled all the way here for this. So then I started rambling like he cares what I do for a job that I live out here. And then anyway, when we came back, he remembered us and said, oh, so what do you do out here? So I told him that I worked at LA Models and I was an agent. And then I said that there's a lot of people at the agency that I often wish he would draw and put as characters in his stories. And he really laughed.
Yeah, he goes, he laughed and just went, I bet there is.
Yeah, and then he said, I'll have to come down sometime. And I said, please do. I was so excited. And yeah, so that I think it all went smoothly. He spelt my name right. The ink didn't smudge. Oh, my God, where is it? Oh, there it is. Oh, I just panicked. Sorry, it's on my wrist.
Why do you do that to me?
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. I'm so excited.
You've got your Comic-Con glow.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that we took the earlier photo. We went and sort of stalked the booth because everyone else had that awkward him getting up out of his chair, leaning across the table photo, whereas I got to stand up close and personal.
Well, who encouraged you to go?
You did.
Thank you. Did. Thank you.
But I didn't want to be rude and ask for the autograph earlier than the allocated time.
You can't ask for the autograph earlier.
Yeah, and then you wanted to just stand around for half an hour to wait, but I said no. So we went and hid a few aisles away.
No, I just wanted to get it done first.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't want to stalk. Anyway, so thanks, Teal, for supervising. I think it went really well. I'm thrilled.
I think that was it. That was your big Comic-Con goal.
Yeah, well, now I'm going to go and happily read while you podcast.
Ah.
Hmm.
Ah. All right. Well, let's keep walking fast.
Okay.
Hey guys, if you want to hear the full-length interviews of our entire back catalogue, get bonus episodes weekly, and also not have to hear these annoying announcements in the middle of the podcast, join the Steel Wars supporter page. For just $3 Australian, which is about $2.20 American a month, you can keep the podcast going and get unlocked a ton of bonus content available through the Bandcamp app, bandcamp.com, and now we have an exclusive supporter feed, so everything goes into your podcast catcher as normal. Unlock every full-length episode, enjoy bonus content, and listen to the weekly Steel Wars podcast with that warm knowledge that you are sacrificing, half a cup of coffee a month to keep one of your favorite podcasts going. All the details are on steelwars.com.
All right, podcast, it's 5:45 and we're about to record Making Star Wars. Now this is podcasting. I was running late, so all this setting up they're doing now, I'm sort of thinking, could have done it while you were texting me to hurry up. Just a thought. This guy with his logic and reason. Come on, Randy. What are you doing, Randy?
I think we're ready, guys.
All right, so to hear what happens next, you have to go to iTunes. This is like a crazy simulcast, collect them all podcast adventure. Might want to turn Max down a fair bit.
You know what makes that funny? You know what makes that funny? He says fair.
A fair bit.
A fair bit. That's what it sounds like.
A little bit more?
All right, guys, it is 10:40 in the p.m. We are now in the Airbnb. We recorded our Making Star Wars. Now, this is podcasting semi-YouTube live show, which was chaotic. Jocelyn, you bore witness to this on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have fun?
I did.
You seem very tired.
I'm really tired. My eyes are closed. And you just put a microphone in front of me.
Content, though.
I know.
How good's content? Is this the first time anyone's going to fall asleep while podcasting? You've got your Daniel Kraus book on your tummy. What are you going to do? Just hug it and go to sleep?
Well, I was going to read some, but I think my eyes have a different idea.
Might you be this year's snoring person on the podcast?
I want to go by the whole H line and hear the snoring. Are people camping out this year or no?
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking on Twitter and apparently it's chaos. Like, apparently
what's on tomorrow?
Like, people jumping lines or something.
Oh, no. But what was the big panel? Because today was Game of Thrones, which I couldn't see because I'm not caught up.
Oh, I don't think you would have been able to get in anyway. Mad lines. I'm not sure. I think maybe tomorrow is like big movies or something.
Oh, okay.
But listening to you talk is putting me to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone. Oh, I'm never going to be invited back again. Jeez.
The pressure.
I know. I'm really dying.
All right, well,
I never signed any sort of contractual agreement that I had to podcast a certain amount a day.
It's in the wedding vows.
Is it?
Sickness in health, in radio and in podcasting.
Okay, well, what are we talking about? What would you like to chat about?
We're just wrapping up the day.
Okay, So what was your highlight then?
Watching you make Daniel Kraus laugh. That was pretty good.
Oh, it was good. But I feel like tomorrow I'm a little stressed about it. I feel like I've had two encounters with him today, so tomorrow at the panel I should sit away. Like I shouldn't. I initially had plans of sitting right at the front so I could maybe ask questions, but now I feel like it's too much. Like I need to get out of his face and just leave him be.
I think.
But then I did see people showing him tattoos and like telling him. One guy gave him a business plan for his bookstore. Did you see that? It was called Booked Out.
Yeah.
He didn't look impressed. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'm not as annoying as I think I am. Because I got paranoid that I talk too much, you know. But I think it's okay.
I think you'll be fine.
Mm.
I think you can go to the panels.
Oh, I'm definitely going. I maybe just don't want to be in the front.
Maybe don't rock up to tomorrow's signing.
No, I definitely won't do that. But I think after all the encounters he had today, maybe he won't even show up.
You seem fine.
Yeah, he's very nice.
All right, so we should plug things at the end of the podcast. What should people do?
Tomorrow?
No, that have listened to the podcast. This is the end of the plugs. Oh, this is the plugs.
Okay, so tomorrow is...
No, what should they do for the podcast? Not people at Comic-Con. Oh,
they should get a sticker and Instagram it and tag the Steel Wars podcast, the Your Snoke Theory Sucks sticker. You need to make that viral, get that going.
Where can they get stickers at?
Steelwars.com.
Very good.
I'm glad you lashed out and didn't do the like .tv or, you know, .. whatever the other ones are.
.gov.
.gov would have been cool. There's just other ones.
Is there?
I can only think of TV right now because I'm so tired. What else is there?
.net.
Mm. Big ghetto.
Mm. I got .com.
Yeah, com's like the fanciest.
Thanks.
What
else should they do?
Okay, so they need to go purchase the sticker. Hopefully it arrives in time in the mail. But I mean, maybe I can take over that for you so if it gets out quicker to people.
Sure.
I'm happy to look after that. When they get the sticker, they should take a selfie with the sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And use the appropriate hashtags.
We got Jet Lucas, son of George Lucas, tweeted it out today.
He's out there. He's doing his part.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the listeners, I mean, it's the least they can do.
What about a sweet 5-star review on iTunes?
You do love a sweet 5-star review. I haven't left one, is that? I always wonder if I should.
You probably should.
But I don't know, is that like if I leave one, people are just like, oh, of course she's going to leave 5 stars. So then should I leave 4 so it's like, oh, that's a legit review. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Should I?
What?
Yeah, because it's like, oh, obviously I'm going to leave 5. Because I want you to have the 5 stars. But then if I leave 4, then people will be like, oh, well, that's a genuine review. She's like really leaving what she thinks. You know?
So is that what you think?
Well, it's just like if you were a teacher and your son or daughter was in the class, you might not give them the A+ every time because you'd be sort of, you know, people start claiming nepotism.
It's podcasting though. You either like it or you don't.
Well, I do like it. 5 stars.
How many episodes do you listen to?
All of them.
Well, if it's only a 4-star podcast, stop listening to it.
No, that's not fair. Well, maybe people don't like me yanning on at the end. They're going to give you 4 stars.
Well, maybe you should say 5 stars then.
Oh, Paul's going to edit this out, isn't he?
No, we should leave this in, Paul. This is a leave-in thing, Paul. We should plug Paul's podcast, the Geek Dudes podcast. He's doing all our editing for us.
Yes, I love you, Paul.
And it's don't listen to it around sensitive ears, but I listen to it every week or every 2 weeks whenever they do it. And they talk about nerd issues, Jackie.
Wrestling? A lot of wrestling or no?
No, they don't talk hardly any wrestling.
Really?
No,
that's surprising.
It's all like movies and TV shows and stuff.
Oh, my. I'll give that a whirl, Paul.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, the plug's already worked. We've already got a new listener and the podcast hasn't even gone out yet. It's not bad. Yeah. Retweet it if you liked it. We're putting up... Oh, and also I should say that there's been a ton of episodes this week, so check your app or your the feed and make sure you haven't missed an episode, because sometimes when there's... If you haven't refreshed your feed, you won't... But you'll get the episode above and not the episode... Do you know what I mean? You might miss an episode.
No, I pay attention to those dots. I'm not missing anything.
Well, good. But other people, they've got other stuff going on, Jacqueline.
That's true.
They're too busy writing 5-star reviews.
Yeah. So what are you going to sizzle for tomorrow, Steel? What's happening tomorrow?
Oh, God. The pressure's on. I've got the Marvel panel, Marvel Comics panel. And... We'll be hitting the streets hard at night, so we might get some late night party action on the podcast.
Oh, jeez. No other panels?
I'm gonna have to look, but I know the Marvel panel's on. That's the big Star Wars one for the day.
And where's that? Ballroom 20?
Nah, that's like in those kind of near where the Star Wars ones were today, in that area.
Okay.
And I plan on really doing some good laps of the floor and chatting to all the different Star Wars licensees. And
it's going to be so busy in there tomorrow. Oh, also tomorrow, one plan that we have is to... Jim Davis was there today signing his new Art of Garfield book, and we want to get a little book signed that says "To Jerry." Oh, how cute.
Jerry will really appreciate it.
There's
that,
something
guys.
For everyone at Comic Con, you guys.
There is. All right. That's today's coverage. Big day.
Yeah. I can go to sleep now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone can go to sleep now.
Good night.
May that force be with you.
And you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.